The inclusion of a sex scene with nudity in the movie Oppenheimer had recently generated huge controversy in the Catholic world. What are the moral implications of watching such scenes and supporting such movies? That's what we're going to talk about today on Crisis Point. Hello, I'm Eric Sammons, your host and editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine. Before we get started, I just want to encourage people to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, let other people know about it. We really appreciate when you do that. Also, you can follow us on social media at Crisis Mag and all the major social media sites. Although I will announce that we are no longer on Twitter. That's because apparently Twitter does not anymore exist, but we are on X or whatever the heck we're supposed to call that social media platform these days. It'll probably change its name in a week or two when Elon has another idea. Okay, so before I get started on today, I just want to issue a parental warning. Typically, my podcast can be heard by all ages, but because of the subject matter of what we're talking about today, I would recommend that if there are little ears out there, that parents listen to this some other time than with your kids around. Okay, so here's what happened. Last week, I published a quick editor's desk article at Crisis Magazine last Tuesday, and it was about the movie Oppenheimer. I discovered that there is a nude sex scene in it, and I basically argued that Catholics should not see the movie because it would be a sin to watch those scenes, a nude sex scene. Now, I knew that my position was a bit controversial. I knew that a lot of Catholics don't really care about that. They think it's no big deal. They even look down their noses at you if you suggest that might be a problem. But boy, it really blew up while I was on vacation, because I went on vacation the next day and had a lovely vacation, by the way, in Greenville, South Carolina, which is one of our 10 great cities to raise a Catholic family. And I was able to interact with a number of great Catholic families while I was there. But basically, I didn't really follow anything going on while I was on vacation. I don't get notifications on my phone or anything like that. But I saw when I got back, and I kind of suspected while I was gone that this had turned into a big deal, a big controversy on Catholic social media, at least. And so, like, for example, I'll just pull up some of the tweets that were in response to what I put out there. This is your American Protestant background talking. It isn't Catholicism. At worst, you could avert your eyes if you have to, but it's not a requirement. Another person asked, okay, important question. If the person knows exactly when the scene starts and ends, couldn't the person just skip such scene? And I'll address that today. Oppenheimer, just like Michelangelo's Last Judgment, are master works of art that contain sex scenes. Nothing makes the world uglier than the complete rejection. The most beautiful object God created, the human body. He made us alone in his own image. Another one. Oppenheimer, come on, Eric, who would go to see the Oppenheimer film for the nudity? As if that was what I was saying. This kind of purity spiraling, if taken to its logical conclusion, would lead to Catholics being barred from 99.9% of media in 2023, Twitter included. You can't control the culture. Lewd images are posted to the TL every day that merit near occasion of sin. Might as well log off. Here's some more. This is a pretty poor way of viewing these two films. In my article, I also mentioned the Barbie film, but I don't really say much about it. I saw both last night, and they're quite good. Both films talk about death, the value of human life, the consequence of one's actions, and other topics. Frankly, these movies are kerygmatic. Have you seen either? Another person, now talk about all the other movies, all the other sins portrayed in movies. Another one, no, this is just scrupulosity. Pornography and sex scenes in films aren't the same thing. We'll talk about that today. Another person, is 1984 a pornographic book because Winston and Julia have sex? And then another tweet was, the scenes in Oppenheimer are not included to sexually arouse the audience at all. They are more so intentionally haunting depictions of a man struggling with morality. I understand that what the catechism definition of pornography is, but worst case scenario, this is a venial sin. As if a venial sin is something that we shouldn't worry about. So those were some of the takes that I got from my article on this, from my tweet about the article. And let me just go ahead and just pull up. I'm going to pull up my article real quick on the screen here and read a few bits of it, because I think it's important to hear what I say and what I didn't say. So basically, I talk about Barbie and Oppenheimer. To be honest, I used the whole Barbie and Oppenheimer thing because that was a meme going around the internet. I don't really care that much about talking about the Barbie movie. I say a few things about it when I heard it is trash, but it doesn't really matter. So, but Oppenheimer, I mentioned that, first of all, I had fully planned to go see this movie because I love Christopher Nolan. I've seen most of his movies. I enjoy them greatly. When I heard he had another movie coming out, I planned to see it. Also, it's pretty well known that Christopher Nolan does not include sex scenes in his movies up until now. So I didn't even think about, usually I check those things before I would go. I didn't even think this time. Now, I didn't end up going because I did find out on just somebody mentioned it on Twitter I saw. So I was like, uh-oh. So basically, I argued that the movie contains sexual scenes that contain nudity. This is a no-brainer. No Catholic should watch Oppenheimer. And then I go on to say that it is, I'm surprised by how often Catholics, even ones who promote orthodoxy, including orthodox morality, will encourage people to see movies with sex scenes. This is baffling because it is always a sin to watch such a scene. Always, full stop. This is something I've noticed over the years. I see people who are relatively, I mean, they appear in all to all aspects, be good Catholics, Orthodox Catholics. They promote the teaching of the church. They promote traditional morality. Yet they don't have any problem talking about movies that have these scenes in them, nude sex scenes, and don't say anything against them. Don't have a problem with watching them, to be honest. I mean, I've even seen supposedly Orthodox Catholics talking positively about Game of Thrones, which from my understanding is just laced with many such scenes, a lot of nude sex scenes. So that's always been baffling to me that Orthodox Catholics could do this. Obviously, liberal Catholics, leftist Catholics, they do it. I don't care. I mean, they don't really understand Catholic morality. They're not really Catholic in practice, so whatever. And so I talk about this some more, but then in the article, I quote the Catechism, and this is very important. Catechism, paragraph 2354. It states, pornography consists in removing real or simulated sexual acts from the intimacy of the partners in order to display them deliberately to third parties. It offends against chastity because it perverts the conjugal act, the intimate giving of spouses to each other. It does grave injury to the dignity of its participants, actors, vendors, the public, since each one becomes an object of base pleasure and illicit profit for others. It immerses all who are involved in the illusion of a fantasy world. It is a grave offense. Civil authorities should prevent the production and distribution of pornographic materials. Okay, then I go on about that. So basically, I wrote that article, and I also put up a tweet where I shared the article where I said, Catholics, do not sell your morality for a Hollywood spoiled bowl of sin. Treat a movie that has a single nude sex scene as you would drink and as you would a drink with even a single drop of poison in it. Avoid it. And of course, that caused a whole major scandal somehow, controversy in social media. One thing I will note, this is an important point, I think. And that is that social media, one of the problems of social media is you say one thing and people will immediately jump to other somewhat related, not always related issues. Like there's a meme about you say on the internet, like you say on Twitter, I like mangoes better than oranges. You're going to get responses like, why do you hate oranges? Are you supporting the migrant workers who are slave labor for harvesting mangoes? Why did you leave out apples? Do you have some problem with apples? I mean, in social media, you're trying to find something to be upset about. And so you get this with anything you say. And here's the things I want to make very clear that I did not say. I did not say, now I might think these things, but I did not say them. I did not say it is a sin to watch a movie with a sex scene without nudity. I did not say it was a sin to watch movies with implied sex scenes. I did not say it is a sin to view nudity in art. I did not say that nuclear weapons bombing is not a sin. This is actually something I was accused of because Oppenheimer is about the creation of the atomic bomb. And somehow by bringing this one issue up, I'm endorsing atomic bombs. I don't know. It makes no sense. Just to be clear, I do believe the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki by the Americans was immoral. It's an immoral act to do that. But the point is, I did not say any of those things. But that was what so many people immediately went to. They did not address the issue I was bringing up, which was one issue alone. And that is a nude sex scene. So a scene in a movie with that includes nudity and is in a sexual context, sex scene. So I'm not talking about if you have nudity in a movie, like, for example, a movie that might be about the Holocaust and it shows some of the Holocaust victims, their bodies nude or something like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about an implied sex scene, such as where you have a couple, they kiss, they go into a room, they close the door, and the next morning they're shown maybe in bed together the next morning, and there's no sexual scene there. I'll talk about that in a minute later, but that's not what I'm addressing. I'm not even talking about a sex scene that does not include nudity, which is another area, but I'm not including that either. I'm simply including one thing and one thing only, a nude sex scene in a movie. I'm not talking about sex scenes in books. I'm not talking even about paintings. I'm talking about a nude sex scene in a movie. I think this is important. The reason I'm kind of being a bit pedantic about this is because I think a big problem we're having as Catholics is we're deflecting in an effort to defend our own actions that we feel guilty about potentially. We know it's probably not right to be looking up at a big screen and watching two people simulate sex or actually have sex in the nude. And so when somebody says you shouldn't do that, immediately you want to jump to all these other issues. You want to present the person who says that as some type of prude, as somehow not really Catholic, an American Protestant, somebody told me, or anything. You want to bring up all these other issues, like what about Michelangelo's David and things like that. And that's all an effort to justify the viewing of a nude sex scene. So the question just becomes, is the viewing of a nude sex scene in and of itself, is it a sin? That was what I was addressing. That was what I was talking about. Now, one thing I want to make clear is that this article I wrote, is an editor's desk, which is kind of almost like a blog level article. It's not like our featured articles at Crisis are much longer, they're much more in depth, they are much more thought out. This was really my thoughts that morning. I'm putting them down and I'm sending them out for people to consider. Now, I support everything I said in there, but I'm not making a detailed argument about defending what I'm saying. I'm not going through all the different aspects of Catholic morality. I'm making a number of assumptions. The first one, and I didn't lay out these assumptions in the article because it's a short article. I'm not writing a book, I'm not even writing a long form article. I'm just simply making, doing a quick article to note this. So a few of this, the assumptions, probably the most important assumption that we have to note is that there are three parts of a moral act. There is the act itself, the intention, and the circumstances. So the act itself, if any of those three, by the way, this is just morality, Catholic morality 101. If any of those three parts of a moral act are evil, then the act is evil itself. And so, for example, donating to a charity, that act is good. But if the charity is Planned Parenthood, now your circumstances have just made that act immoral. Even if you had good intentions, you thought, hey, I want to help support women or something like that. What you're doing is actually is a sin to donate, for example, to Planned Parenthood. If any of those three parts of an act are evil, then the act itself is evil. Now, whether or not something is a sin is a little bit different. And there's gradations of sin. There's venial sin, there's mortal sin. And there's also, even within those, there's more serious sins and less serious sins. So for example, getting an abortion is always a grave act. Always. In every situation, it's always evil. But there is a difference between, let's say, a 30-year-old woman who was raised Catholic, she knows what the church teaches, and she gets an abortion knowingly and willingly. And let's say a 14-year-old girl who gets pregnant, and her parents pressure her to get an abortion. They take her to the abortion clinic. They basically make her do it. There's a difference in the level of evil in what was done by each of those two people. There are mitigating factors. The 30-year-old woman has committed a mortal sin in the way I've presented it. The 14-year-old girl, although she's committed a grave act and it is a sin, it is immoral, isn't necessarily a mortal sin because of the fact her intention, she did not have free will to do what she wanted to do. So the point is that there's a lot of different gradations when we talk about the morality of an act. And so, for example, let's use Oppenheimer. Let's say you went to Oppenheimer, it's opening weekend. You did not look up ahead of time that it would have a sex scene or anything like that because you assumed Christopher Nolan had never done it before. He's kind of well known for that. And you didn't really think it out. Okay, let's say you did that. And you went to there and you're watching the movie and all of a sudden this scene shows up. And as soon as the scene shows up, you close your eyes. And then you take a good amount of time, you assume it's over, then you open back up, you watch the rest of the movie. I think there's multiple scenes, and let's say you just assume every time the scene comes up, you close your eyes. I'm not saying that is a sin, because you did not willingly choose to watch such a scene. Now, I would argue that the right thing to do once that first scene came up is to walk out of the theater, because you don't know if there's going to be other scenes. You don't know how long they're going to last. You don't know, and, you know, you should walk out the theater. But let's just, I'm not saying it's a sin not to walk out of the theater, but let's say the scene comes up and you continue to view it. You didn't know it was coming, but then you watch it. That is a sin. It is a sin. And I'll argue why in a minute, why it's a sin. It does not matter whether or not you were aroused by the scene or not. I noticed a number of people on social media mention this fact. Well, I'm not even aroused by such a scene. If you notice the parts of a moral act, your emotional response to it is not one of the parts. And so just the very fact of watching it, whether it arouses you or not, is not what makes it good or evil. And so even if you watch it and it doesn't lead you to further sin, so it does not lead you to commit a sin later, self-abuse or watching another pornographic movie or something like that because it tempted you into that manner. Even if it doesn't do that, it's still a sin just to watch that scene. And so the reason is, and I think I'll be honest, I think this is like very obvious and it should be like obvious to every Catholic. And I don't really, and I do understand why it's not obvious because we live in a fallen world and we're in a time in which there's so much confusion in Catholicism from our leaders on down that people don't get some basic stuff. But let me go back again. I'm going to pull up this article and I'm going to pull up my article. I'm going to pull up my quote from the Catechism. What is the definition of pornography? Pornography consists in removing real or simulated sexual acts from the intimacy of the partners in order to display them deliberately to third parties. That's the entire definition the Catechism gives. It does not say it has to be, it only if it's part of a fully pornographic movie. The whole purpose of the movie is to be pornographic. It's not saying that the scene has to last for a certain amount of time. It knows it doesn't even say it has to have nudity in it. So I'm actually being a little more limited than the Catechism is being. It simply consists of real or simulated sexual acts from the intimacy, removing them from the intimacy of the partners in order to display them deliberately to third parties. How is the scenes in Oppenheimer or any of these movies, how do they not fall under that definition? Just because in our normal everyday language, when we say pornography, we mean a movie that's completely pornographic. The whole purpose of it is to arouse people and to be pornographic. This is pornography as the Catechism defines it. And so therefore, there's no way you can see a nude sex scene in which two people are engaging, simulating sex. And unfortunately, in some cases, they're actually doing it. This is real or simulated. They're simulating sex. They're in order to display them deliberately to third parties. That's exactly what Oppenheimer did. And notice there are three things that make it sinful. Number one, It offends against chastity because it perverts the conjugal act. So this is the one that most people think of immediately. And that's why some people say, well, if I'm not aroused by it, it's not really a sin for me to watch it because it doesn't sin against, it doesn't offend against chastity. First of all, I just want to take a quick aside. I think everybody should always assume they can be tempted in sin in this nature. I don't care if you're 90 years old and you don't have any of those type of thoughts anymore in your mind, you should still assume until after death that you can be tempted to sin by watching a pornographic scene. I just think there's no reason to kind of risk that. So that's the first reason it's a sinful act. The second is, this is one people don't remember, it does grave injury to the dignity of its participants, actors, vendors, the public. Remember, in order to film that scene, you had a woman and presumably a man remove their clothes, simulate sexual relations with the other person, with a crowd of people, probably dozens of people watching, maybe doesn't matter how many, but a number of people watching, filming it and directing them as they do it. How is this not a grave injury to their dignity? It's a grave injury to their dignity. And also note that the Catechism mentions the public. It's a grave injury to your dignity to have to watch it. And then finally, the third thing it mentions, it says, is that it is a grave offense, period. It just says it's a grave offense. Pornography is a grave offense. And by the definition of pornography from the Catechism itself, any nude sex scene in a movie, heck, even any sex scene in a movie is pornographic. It's a grave offense. And so I think we have to recognize that we're playing games when we talk about something, oh, it's not pornographic because it's in a popular movie that's rated R. It's not rated X or wherever they rate them. I think it's in R. I can't remember what they rate them anymore, the pornographic movies, because it's not rated some, it's only rated R and that it's popular. I feel like that's a definition now. If it's a popular movie that's on thousands of theaters and millions of people see it, somehow it's not pornographic. I really think that's how some people seem to define it. It's not how the Catechism defines it. And so what we have to consider exactly what's happening. Let's do a little thought experiment here. Let's say you're at the beach. Now at the beach, there are likely women who are dressed in a provocative manner, and perhaps they are occasions of sin for men there. And I know that women can be tempted and men can be provocatively dressed. But let's be honest. The most common thing is going to be women provocatively dressed, revealing most of their bodies, and men can be tempted by that. Okay, so let's say you're at the beach. Now, we could have some debates over what you should do in that situation. Should you avoid the beach? That might be the best thing for a lot of, especially young men who are tempted in this manner. Maybe just don't ever go to the beach. It's not like you're required in order to get to heaven that you have to go to a beach. But perhaps you could argue, okay, you can go to the beach and keep a custody of your eyes. Make sure you don't look at any women who are provocatively dressed. If you see one passing, you look away, things like that. Okay, we can have that debate. Now let's say a group of people show up at the beach. A man and a woman, part of that group, remove all their clothing and they start to simulate having sexual relations right there on the beach, and somebody starts filming it. Let's say that they do this and you're at the beach when this happens. Do you think it's okay that it's not a sin for you to watch that? Do you honestly think it's not a sin for you to sit there and watch that? Or do you think you should at the very minimum look away? Or if you don't look, even better, leave that beach, call the cops, and leave that beach. When you think about it like that, what is the difference between, from a moral standpoint, between you watching it live, watching a simulated sex scene of two nude people on the beach, and watching it up on a big screen or on your television? What is the moral difference between those two things? I think if we really think about it, we recognize there is none. There is no moral difference between those two things. It would be a sin to watch that on the beach. It's a sin to watch it on a screen. And that's just, I mean, period, end of story. And I mean, back in my Protestant days, we had the whole WWJD movement. You know, what would Jesus do? And I think we could ask that question here. What would any saint do in that situation at the beach? The scenario I gave you. Would any saint that you know of before the after the conversion, at least if they were a pagan beforehand, would they watch? Would they sit there and watch? Of course they wouldn't. They likely would either try to stop it, run away, you know, do everything they could to avoid that sinful situation. And so likewise, we need to be the same. We need to treat the same. However, what it seems like to me is that Catholics today, many Catholics today, and I'm including most Catholics in this, are desperate, absolutely desperate to be accepted by our decaying culture. And I don't even think we realize we do it. I'm not claiming innocence on this myself. I know there are times I do not want to be looked upon as weird and odd and outside the culture. I think it's true of all of us. Because you just don't, I mean, there's certain personalities probably that enjoy being outcast, being weird, and being looked upon as different. Most of us don't enjoy it, though. We do it if we have to, but we don't enjoy it. And I think in this case, I think a lot of people, they know if they came out publicly and said that watching the nude sex scenes in Oppenheimer are a sin, then they would be ridiculed. They'd be laughed at. They'd be seen as somebody not to be taken seriously, because they're outside the culture. I read on this on one a Catholic blog, they were talking about this issue. And they wrote, as important as it is to keep custody of the eyes, it is also important not to miss an opportunity to engage the community of the larger discussion about the Catholic worldview, which the movie Oppenheimer provides an opportunity for. Let me read that again. As important as it is to keep custody of the eyes, it is also important not to miss an opportunity to engage the community of the larger discussion about the Catholic worldview, which the movie provides an opportunity for. I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous. The idea that custody of the eyes is on the same level as making sure you can talk to your friends about the latest movie that came out, that's ridiculous. There's no moral calculus that makes those two things even on the same planet with each other. To equate them is just ridiculous. The idea that we have to watch certain movies in order to be part of the culture to evangelize, I'm not saying that these people have bad intentions. I'm saying, though, that their moral compass is completely out of whack. That you would think you should watch two naked people simulate sex or have sex in order that you can still talk at the water cooler at work about the latest movie. There is nothing that there's okay. So some of the best evangelizers I know today are consecrated religious sisters and like oftentimes priests who never watch any of these things. They never watch them. And they're great at sharing the gospel. They're great at bringing people to a deeper Catholicism. Being up on the latest cultural trends does not help evangelization. I'll say that again. Being up on the latest cultural trends does not help evangelization. This is something Catholics have been desperately doing for 50 years, always arguing that helps our evangelization efforts, and there's no proof that it actually does. And I will mention my grave disappointment in Bishop Robert Barron. He wrote a movie review of Oppenheimer, and he never once mentioned these scenes in the movie. So if you're a Catholic, well-formed, you don't want to watch this. You don't want to watch nudie scenes. And you follow Bishop Barron, you read his review, and then you go watch it because, like, hey, Bishop Barron, a Catholic bishop, says it brings up these important points. And he has his nuanced points, and he talks about the movie having important points about these important issues. And to be honest, the atomic bomb is an important issue. And you go watch it, and then all of a sudden you see these scenes on there. I mean, I think Bishop Barron bears some responsibility. He is not called to be a cultural commentator. Bishop Barron is a Catholic bishop. He's a bishop of the Roman Catholic Church. His duty is to help us to get to heaven, not to make culturally aware commentary videos or articles. I mean, he might be 100% right about everything he said about the movie, but that doesn't mean that as a Catholic bishop, he should not mention, even mention the fact that by going to this movie, you're gonna commit sin if you watch those scenes. Especially if you think about the young men who struggle with pornography. And let me tell you, pornography addiction is rampant in our culture, and it's rampant within the church. Ask any priest, they will tell you this is something. I mean, they can't talk about what they hear in confessions, but they'll admit on a general level, this is a major sin of very many people. So imagine you're a 25-year-old man, struggles with this. You're fighting against it. You don't want to view pornography. You're doing everything you can. You're keeping custody of your eyes. You read Bishop Barron's review. You go to see the movie. And boom, this comes up on the screen on you. Don't tell me that's not going to have a major impact on you, a negative impact. I mean, just beyond the sin of watching it, it's going to have a major thing. So the idea that a bishop would do that. So I just think there's too much a desire to be like the culture in order to evangelize. I think in some cases, it's good intentions. They honestly, people are like, hey, I really think this will help me bring more people to Christ. I don't think there's any evidence actually will, but they think that. I do think, though, for most people, it's an excuse. It's an excuse so they don't have to be made fun of. They don't have to be ridiculed. I mean, I don't mind it anymore. But I mean, just this one article caused so many people just to be laughing at me and ridiculing me and you know, just talking about how stupid we look and how all this stuff. Like I said, I don't care about that. I'm at the age and I've been doing this long enough. It doesn't matter to me. But I do think a lot of people, it matters to them. And so they avoid saying something like that and even thinking it themselves. So let me then get to, I've got a lot of covered here so far already. I want to continue to cover a few more things. I do want to address a couple points. One is the idea of, is it okay to watch movies where we skip these scenes, where they have implied sexual scenes? Trent Horn asked me about this on Twitter, and it's a good question. Is it okay? What about a movie? I think Top Gun Maverick had this where the couple obviously, you know, they start to kiss or something like that. And then they go into a room, fade out, fade in the next morning. They're together. They obviously had sex the night before and they're not married. So it's an immoral situation. That is not a sin to watch that because you're actually not watching anything. The whole point is, does the movie depict a sexual scene? If you look at the definition of pornography, again, from the catechism, it is a real or simulated sexual act displayed deliberately to third parties. There's no sexual act shown. Now, does that mean there isn't a problem here? If there, you know, the inundation of immorality that's displayed in from Hollywood movies and TV clearly has a corrosive effect on our culture. Do I think movies should never show sin? Of course not. I mean, it'd be a crappy movie if it didn't show sin. I mean, that's the problem with some of these Protestant Christian movies is they're just terrible because they don't really show real life. We're fallen. If you show a good movie, a good book, any good art is going to show the fallen human condition. But the fact is, shows like Seinfeld, Friends, all those type of shows from the 90s that continued on, got worse and worse, that are very casual about premarital sex and show no consequences for it. I mean, think about it. These movies, they show all these scenes, but nobody ever gets a venereal disease. Nobody gets pregnant unintentionally. Nobody suffers the hardship and the hurt, the emotional trauma of these sexual encounters that occur to real life people. So yeah, it's a problem. And I'm not saying you should watch these movies that have promote this type of lifestyle. That being said, it's not a sin to watch something that's not actually happening. I mean, because you're not seeing a sexual sin. It'd be like if you went, my analogy for the beach, if you went to the beach and two people started kissing and then they left and went back to their hotel room and had relations. And then they came back to the beach. You didn't sin when you saw them kiss. even if you know they walk back, they're walking back to the hotel room and you know what's going to happen in the hotel room, there's no sin in you watching them kiss. But obviously watching them actually engage in real or simulated sex acts, that part is the sin. Also, I would say that how there is a level so far of sinfulness. I mean, something be sin, and we should avoid every sin. But obviously, a pornographic movie is worse than Oppenheimer, for example. A scene of 15 minutes long that engages in, you know, shows everything all the whole time is worse than a brief scene that barely shows something very quickly. Does that make the brief scene very quickly good? No, it's still a sin if it's a nude sex scene. An example given, a great example, because it's from my favorite movie of all time, Braveheart. The movie Braveheart, like I said, I think it's my number one favorite movie of all time. It has a scene in it where Mel Gibson's character and a woman get married and shows them on their honeymoon night, so to speak. And it does show the woman from the waist up with no clothes on. Briefly, but it does show that. It doesn't really show any them. I don't remember detail because I watched it years ago. And I now, if I ever watch it, I make sure I don't, you know, I can watch it without that scene, although I haven't seen it in years. I don't think it actually shows them engaged in sexual relations beyond just the beginning. It's a sin to watch that. So when I watched that the first time, I did not realize it was a sin for me to watch that. I'm not backing down on my view that watching a nude sex scene is a sin, even though it's in my favorite movie. And so, yes, it would still be a sin. But I do think like the levels of sinfulness are different on a movie like that where it's very minor versus a movie where it's major or porn, even like the whole movie's about pornography. But it's still a sin. And here's the thing. Catholics should avoid sin in all situations. It's not a matter of, okay, if it's a really bad sin, we avoid it. But if it's a venial sin, not a big deal, then we go ahead and it's okay. No, it wasn't okay for me to watch that when I watched Braveheart, and I wouldn't do it again. Now that I know, I don't watch that scene. Also, it was brought up, what about a service like VidAngel, where it skips the scenes automatically for you. Like you put it in ahead of time. Don't show me any sex scenes, nude scenes, whatever. And it skips it. It's not a sin then to watch it because you're not watching it. The whole point isn't watching the whole movie Oppenheimer or a movie like that. It's watching that scene. That's what's the sin. So if you don't actually watch that scene, it's not a sin. That being said, we don't have to watch any movie. In order to get to heaven, we don't have to watch anything, any movie. And so do we really have to watch a movie and support it financially? Because if you're watching on VidAngel, I assume you're paying, somehow some money will go back to the makers of Oppenheimer. Do we really want to support with our dollars movies that contain sinful scenes in them? I don't mean sins that show sin, scenes that show sin. I mean about a scene that's actually sinful to watch, like Oppenheimer have. Do we have to see this? I mean, I just think that our desire to watch these movies is too great. We're placing too much importance on watching that we have to watch these movies because they're culturally important or whatever. You can read a book about Oppenheimer if you really want to learn about it. You don't have to watch the movie. In fact, the book is likely to be way more accurate than the movie. So I just think that that's a real problem. I also think when we talk about like watching at home and we skip the scene with our remote, I think there's a problem there too, because we're putting ourselves then in an occasion of sin. Because when that scene comes up, you have to choose to fast forward through it. And you might be tempted not to fast forward. And so you've put yourself in a bad situation, a situation you shouldn't be in. This is particularly true of those who are more greatly tempted by watching these scenes than others. I think it's possible that you would start the movie, you plan on skipping through it, but then you're tempted when the scene starts and you watch it. So why put yourself in that near occasion sin? It's like going to an alcoholic, going to a bar and saying, oh, I'm not going to have a drink. Why watch the movie with the intention to skip it? Now, VidAngel, I know, is different because you don't even start the movie. You can just say, watch the movie without any of these scenes in it. But skipping it manually by yourself, I think there's problems there, because what if you forget? What if you, like, the remote drops or something like that? I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you, that there's problems there. And again, I feel like we're placing watching a movie above being holy and refraining from sin. One single sin is worse than the physical destruction of the entire world. So why would you want to place yourself in a situation where you could commit a sin just to be entertained? And again, I want to make it clear, I'm not against entertainment. You know, we should have entertainment in our lives. We need to have a balanced life. A healthy lifestyle includes leisure, which includes entertainment. But there's lots of ways you can have leisure. You can go for a hike. You can exercise. You can garden. You can, you know, you can read a book. There's a million different ways you can have leisure. You can be entertained. You don't have to see a Hollywood movie. There's no moral requirement to do so. So the question is, can we watch Oppenheimer and it not be a sin? Yes, technically it is true. You could watch the movie without sinning because you could make sure you don't see the scenes. I think there's more than one. I don't even know that you have, you don't see those scenes. And so therefore it wouldn't be a sin to watch it. That being said, is it a good idea? Is it a striving for holiness? Is it trying to really give your life up to Christ and be saintly? I mean, that's a different question. I think it's one that I wish Catholics would ask more often. All the people who were so quick to defend watching this movie with a scene in it that's actually sinful to watch and arguing for all these different things, I just don't get the mentality. I understand sin. Trust me, I'm a sinner. I understand falling. I understand, you know, having addiction, all these things. Those are all human. I get all that. The church is very merciful. We lift people up when they fall. Thank God. But the idea that you would be so desperate to watch a movie, to be culturally relevant, all this stuff, that you're willing to risk sinning, I don't understand that mentality. That's not the mentality of a saint. That's not, should not be the mentality of any Catholic whatsoever. So I would just argue that Avoid movies that have these scenes in them. Avoid movies with any sexual scene in them. And how that's defined, I get, is a little bit... The reason I didn't say, by the way, that watching a sexual scene, even without nudity, is always a sin, because I think people can define a sexual sin very differently. So, for example, two people kissing, and then they go off into a room, and it goes and it fades out. Some people call that a sex scene. I wouldn't, but some people would. That wouldn't be a sin to watch. But I think an actual sex scene, I think we know what we're talking about, where they're engaged in simulated acts of sexual intercourse or of some nature, even without nudity, it's a sin to watch that. You should not watch it. It's also, and this is the point I meant to mention already before, but I didn't. It's also an occasion of sin, because watching the scene can lead you then to another sin. It can lead you to, for example, that night, self-abuse or pornography watching or something like that. And so it's got multiple problems. I'm talking about just specifically that one issue of if watching it is itself a sin, doesn't mean there aren't also other aspects that are wrong and why you should avoid watching those scenes. So in general, I would just say avoid those movies altogether. You don't have to watch them in order to be a faithful Catholic, and that's really all that matters. And also, you know, let's pray for Hollywood that it would burn to the ground. Okay, maybe we should be a little more charitable about it. Would it convert to Catholicism and stop having movies with these scenes? I mean, I'm very disappointed that Christopher Nolan did this after his history of not doing it. But that's the world we live in. Okay, I've run a bit long here. Hopefully I've addressed all the different issues that came up by this. I just want to reiterate my main point, my only point. Watching a nude sex scene is a sin. It's a sin. It's a grave offense to the dignity of the people involved in it, people watching it, to the dignity of marriage, to the dignity of everybody involved in it. And it's a grave offense. Don't do it. Okay, that's it for now. Until next time, everybody, God love you.